Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You know, by now, helping out people that have been on a good date and then not heard from them. So we step in to try to conduct a conversation to help out and figure out what went wrong. Exactly like what happened with Brooke. Sound familiar, Brooke?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you guys can explain to me what's going on. He's not responding, so hopefully y'all will, you know, spell it out for me, or he'll talk to y'all or something. But I wouldn't come on here if I felt like I did anything, like, embarrassing. So I'm honestly just dying to know, like, what's going on.
Well, how'd you guys meet? Yeah.
So we met on Bumble. I slid in, you know, as you have to do on Bumble, and he seemed really into me, and he asked me out pretty shortly after we started talking, and he was a total gentleman, and, you know, he let me pick the spot, and everything was great, like, all green flags, and the date was great. Like, I thought we had a really nice time. Maybe that was just me, or I honestly can't think of what I did to, like, put him off. Like, I don't know if I drank more than him or something. Like, I have no clue.
Well, unfortunately, such is the case. Oftentimes, people just really have no idea. I think most of the time I have a little inkling why someone might be upset with me or not want to talk to me or whatever. But sometimes you're just like, I have no clue what's wrong with
that. That's the worst.
That's the absolute worst.
Seriously, yeah. It's a sickening feeling to your stomach.
Let's call Levi and see if he'll talk to us. Hang on just a second. Hey, good morning. Is this Levi?
Yeah.
What's up, my man? Yeah. Hey, Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. First of all, I appreciate you hanging on the line here. I just want to tell you why we're calling. We're with the radio station, Mix 94.7. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we try to help out people that have been ghosted. Full disclosure, Brooke is on the phone. She just told us about the fact that you guys met on Bumble, connected, seemingly really good date. She really likes you. She said there's been nothing but green flags, but she doesn't understand why she hasn't heard from you. So do you mind talking to us and telling us your side of the story?
Look, she was just, like, weird on her date. Like, she's not a weird person at all. I mean, I enjoyed our interaction up until we went out. I asked her to pick out a bar that I could take her to. Just I wanted her to be comfortable with, you know, our first date, just going out in public with each other. So we only had, like, one drink, and we'd been there for about 30 minutes before she, the guy walks into the bar, and
what guy?
Well, that's the thing. At first, I didn't even know it was just a guy, and she was seemingly hiding from this dude. Literally changed her seat and, like, kind of, like, ducked behind me, and just got, like, real weird. Couldn't stop looking over in his direction. Finally, I just asked, like, "Is everything okay?" And she told me that that was her ex. And I don't know. I just thought it was just, like, so immature that, like, she couldn't be, like, in the same space. Like, she was, like, literally hiding behind me. I don't know. It just really put me off.
How would you handle it if you were in a situation where you were out with a girl and then your ex walked in? It would be kind of awkward, right?
Well, I don't know. I have to, like, if I'm out dating, I should be comfortable with the fact that I have an ex. And if my ex sees me with my date, then I should be comfortable enough to introduce my date to my ex, because that's my ex.
Damn, bro. Okay.
I feel like if you don't say anything, it makes it a little more awkward.
What, you mean like her hiding?
Yeah, especially if you already saw her.
Brooke, you heard Levi.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand what he's saying, but honestly, like, I was just doing my best to, like, not cause a scene, you know? Like, I thought that the more mature thing to do was to, like, you know, we have our date and he's on his whatever. And, like, I just didn't want to, like, create any sort of awkward situation.
Oh, you thought you were being cool by trying to make sure he didn't see you.
Yeah. And I don't think he did see me. And I wasn't, like, changing chairs. I just, like, scooted my chair, like, angled it so that he couldn't see my face.
Would you do that, though, Audrey? Would you try to hide if you saw me? You got a lot of exes, and they all live in Texas.
Yeah, how did you do it, Audrey?
Yeah, I've done some immature things where, yeah, I would hide and try to avoid it if I could. But it never works, because you're in the same room, and they almost always see you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So lesson learned, if I could go back, I would just straight up say something, because then you look better.
Be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
This is Michael, or whatever.
No, you don't even have to bring him into it. Yeah. I would just go up to him separately and be like, hey, I mean, we're obviously both here. Hi.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you do you, Brooke. Levi, I guess it is just enough to talk you out of this situation, huh?
Yeah. But I don't. Yeah. It's
okay.
Not going to work out.
Okay. Well, good luck to you both. Now you know, Brooke.
I guess so. I guess we're just different people.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.